to Hoddle Daily. I'm your host, JC Hyatt, and today we are going to talk, it's actually just going to be a quick update, a daily crypto update. I'm not really sure what I'm going to call this, but it's kind of a new format of the show that I'm trying to test out, and I'd love to get some feedback on it. Let me know how what you think about it, and I'm just going to dive right in. So I'm going to have a headline for the day and then give you some quick prices for the day, and then bow out. All right, so here goes. So the headline, kind of the top headline that I dug up for the day is actually has to do with Venezuela. So the president of Venezuela first off ordered that all government services begin accepting cryptocurrency from the citizens now, in exchange for paying whatever services. So Venezuela is trying to roll out the Petro. I think it's in maybe private sale right now or something like that, or pre-sale. I'm not sure, but they're trying to roll out their own, you know, national cryptocurrency called the Petro, which is backed by oil. This has been going on for a while, and I honestly don't know a whole lot about it, but that's about the extent of what I know is that's been going on for a few months, and I think it's in pre-sale right now. So not only are government agencies to accept the Petro, but they're also to accept any other cryptocurrency, which is kind of new, maybe even a little dangerous, because, how many cryptocurrencies are there at this point? And I don't know if I would want to accept every single one of them. But I guess my job here is to just report the news, not necessarily give an opinion here. Accepting any cryptocurrency. Also, he announced a new cryptocurrency, a new state-sponsored cryptocurrency called the Petro Gold, which will be backed by gold, whereas the Petro is backed by oil. There's some skepticism of this. Some people are saying that maybe this is just like one more desperate attempt to try to stabilize the economy after such high inflation rates, but honestly, I'm not well informed enough to have an opinion. But I did see some of that skepticism on Twitter. All right, so some quick prices for the day. So as far as the top three kind of gainers over the past 24 hours, only looking at a few markets here. We're only looking across Poloniex, GDAX, Bittrex, and Binance. The top three gainers for the past 24 hours have been Bitcoin Diamond with a 42.43% gain, Z Classic with a 29.48% gain, and Nulls, NULS, with a 25.61% gain. As far as prices, we have the top five here. We have Bitcoin at $11,048.60, Ethereum at $830.11, Ripple at 93 cents, Bitcoin Cash at $1,219.95, and Litecoin at $202.71. That is your daily crypto update. If you enjoyed this, or if you like this format of the episode, and you would like to get this every day, I would love some feedback. Also, if you have any additional information to share about Venezuela and kind of everything going on there, I'd actually love to do a more in-depth episode about that. You can give me feedback or share that information via Twitter at HODLDaily, or you can email me at hodldaily@gmail.com. Until next time, I will talk to you soon. Hope you have a great day, and yeah, talk soon.